And good evening, Viking fans, and welcome to Camden County as our Lowndes High Vikings take on the Camden County Wildcats here from St. Mary's, Kingsland, Georgia, over here on the coast of Georgia. It is a game that we've looked at from the very beginning. It's region play, one of those games that we have not been successful over here in Camden County, I think since 1996 when we went back and looked at it. We've come over here, gone home unhappy. Let's see if we can go home happy this time, Taylor.
Yeah, I mean, we looked at it on the way over here. It's been a long drought for us in St. Mary's, so we want to at Kingsland. We want to do a play good football tonight, and hopefully we can break that losing tradition we have over here on the coast.
We can. Taylor Biddle, Marty Rogers is down on the sidelines with us here live as we get ready to get you ready for tonight's ball game. We'll have Wes James up here a little bit later on, along with Taylor Stubbs and Chuck Lawrence on your stats. And, guys, as we look out here onto the field, the sun is coming in. We're on the home side, and the sun is just getting ready to set behind the trees. I'll be glad when it does.
Yeah, about kickoff time, we should be in good shape. But at the moment, the sun's wreaking havoc on us a little bit, kind of blinding us looking down the field. But, it is something that we're just going to have to deal with.
We will. As I look down on the field, I know Marty's down there about the 40-yard line. Kickers and some skill players down there warming up. Marty, what's it like down on the field?
Guys, it's a great night for football. You couldn't ask for better weather down here. I know you're talking about being in the sun, but, of course, we're in the shade. We got a slight breeze. It was blowing a little harder here a few minutes ago. It's kind of stopped at the moment, and it's allowed the sand gnats, the no-see-ums, to come out. I'm down here scratching my legs, but as the breeze picks back up now as I'm talking, I'm thankful that it helps keep them gnats away. But it feels amazing out here. It's not too hot. It's perfect weather for football. I had a chance to talk to some of our skill players. As you mentioned, they are on the field. And again, very business-like approach, much like last week. Maybe not quite as much electricity in the air as there was last week. There was a lot of hype about that football game. And that's probably what I'm probably most curious to see is how our team responds coming off of a very emotional, very exciting victory like we had last week. I mean, it was an extremely hard-fought victory for our Vikings. And you could tell they were pretty spent after the game. But they were extremely high. And let's see how they react this week coming down here, a long trip down here to a tough that's difficult to play. And still playing, even though there's a 3-4 team here with Camden County Wildcats, they're still a very, very good football team with a lot of athletes. So, great test for us tonight. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, Marty, the one thing that comes to mind, I know it gets overused in football at times, but trap game. You got a team that on paper has got the record they do. You don't want to overlook them because this Camden County team is good. They played Colquitt very tough through a half, 0-0, I believe, and then it kind of got away from them there at the end. But as they're adjusting to this new scheme and new offense over here on the coast, it's got signs of they're going to be back to the normal Camden, maybe just not exactly right now.
Taylor, you're absolutely right. And, of course, I heard Desmond Howard on game day recently talking about college football saying, what is a trap game? I mean, if you play the game, you should be excited each and every week. But this fits that definition of, hey, you had two really big games that you've been circling on the calendar for quite a while. Camden lost a few games early, so you kind of turn your attention away from them. And you can't do that to a Camden County football team. These guys, you can watch their skill players warm up, and you can tell – they are going through some growing pains with the new coach and the new system. They still got athletes. They've got great athletes. And any given night, they can come out here and put it together and beat anybody. And I truly believe that. So, plus, it's still Camden County. It's a tough place to play. You and I talked on the ride over today. The last time we won here, the only time that we believe we won here was in 1996. We've lost the last five. So I don't expect that to happen tonight. I believe in these Vikings. I don't think they will have a letdown, but I'm curious to see how we respond, and I believe we will come out and respond and be very focused and be very very disciplined and play a very good football game. But I am curious, and that is something that we do need to be prepared for and watch out for.
Yeah, Marty, one of those things that helps snowball a game that kind of go in the wrong direction is you come out with a multiple turnover game or some mental mistakes, a lot of penalties that really turn the tide, and that can happen on any given night, whether you're overlooking a game or not. It's just a game of football and how the ball bounces. So we got to keep that trend of protecting the ball, scoring every time we get the ball, and winning the time of possession, in my opinion.
Absolutely. Hey, I really want to say, the difference is with this team, in my opinion, The difference is leadership.
Yeah.
This team has it. This team has phenomenal senior leadership. Michael Barrett, Tavon Kyle, Will Tolbert, Tyson Shaw. I can keep going. Kadeem Bergman, Terrell Belcher. I mean, this team, Fred Stewart, Tommy Moore, this team has phenomenal senior leadership. And I think that's the difference. I don't think this team is going to have any kind of a letdown tonight because this team has phenomenal senior leadership.
Yeah, I was going to talk about, just a moment, you talk about Camden County, a new scheme, a new coaching staff. You think about going back, go back about 6-7 years when Lowndes made that turn and said, you know what, guys, the wing tee is maybe a little put behind. Let's go ahead and make the change to the spread. It takes a while. This team is just going through those growing pains. It's going to take them a little while. Hopefully, we've got enough experience we can take advantage of their mistakes. And really, I think that's what it may come down to tonight is which team makes the fewest mistakes. We talked about turnovers. The game against Tiff County, no turnovers for Lowndes. How huge is that? And the only turnover of the ball game we created, and it made a huge difference in the game. I think tonight we could see that. Now, whether I'm not going to pull out a crystal ball and tell you it's going to be an interception in the third quarter, but I will say that it probably will come down to the fact that as they're learning this offense, you could see this team turn over the ball a few times for Camden County.
And
so
make no mistake about it, this is a well-coached ball club.
It is.
Coach Bob Spire, been in the high school scene here in Georgia for many, many years now, came, I believe, from up north prior to going to North Gwinnett, decided he wanted to get down in the south area, and this job over here in Camden came around, and he was hired, I think, at a program that was ready to get away from that predominantly run offense and realizing that they're going to take some lumps, but they've got some playmakers, as Marty said. They got a good quarterback. They got some good skill positions, some guys that can run the ball, and we've got a defensive coordinator over at Camden that we're kind of familiar with. We kind of know his tendencies and some of the things that scheme-wise he likes to run. So it's going to be a good ball game tonight, and we're going to have to be on our P's and Q's.
Well, guys, we'll go ahead and take a break here on the countdown to kickoff, brought to you by Cass Birch, by Advanced Disposal and S&S Services. When we come back, we'll talk about our impact players. We'll have our coaches' interviews brought to you by Deloach Body Works. You're listening to the Lowndes High Radio Network on 99.5 Kicks Country. We'll be back after this five-minute break. And welcome back inside the CBC Bank Press Box. We are live at Camden County High School as our Lowndes High Vikings prepare to take on the Camden County Wildcats. As we go down to the segment where we call the impact players, it's a great opportunity for us to take a look at not only our players and who we think will make an impact on tonight's game, but the opposing team as well, Camden County.
We'll also
get our coaches' interviews, too, in this segment. So, Marty, if you're ready, we'll go ahead down to you with Coach Randy McPherson.
Guys, I am. I'm here with Coach Randy McPherson, the head ball coach, coach of the 8-0 Lowndes High Vikings. Coach, last week was such an emotional, exciting victory. What did you tell your team this week? What did you do to try to get them back ready for another tough, tough region matchup with Camden County?
So we got to get better, man. We got to get better, get to work, execute, practice. You know, we've had a real good week.
Coach, that's been your mantra all year, is get better each and every week. Obviously, your offense scored over 50 points again last week, continued to average around 55 points a game. What does your offense need to do to improve on such good numbers?
Well, you know, we just got to block better, execute better, and we got to play like, you know, we didn't turn the ball over last week. Now we can't start that mess. We got to protect the ball and execute. You know, this bunch here, they're going to throw everything at us. Everything. This game right here, if they could win it, turn their whole deal around. They're coming at us with everything they got.
Absolutely, of course. And you're right, fundamentals and ball security is the most important thing. But flipping over to the other side of the ball, your defense last week did give up some big plays. We talked about that some Tuesday night at the Randy McPherson Coaches Show. You're playing again a team that's got a lot of athletes, as you just mentioned. What do you have to do defensively to try to slow them down?
Well, we've got to keep in front of us. You know, we got to get pressure on the quarterback, and we got to eliminate the explosive plays. You know, they're capable of making explosive plays now, and we just can't give them away.
Coach, it's a long drive over here. A place that's traditionally been fairly tough for us to play. How's preparation been for the road trip, and how prepared is your team to coming on the road for a big away game?
Shoot, we were ready last week. We're going to be ready tonight.
Feels the same size, isn't it, Coach?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Coach Mack.
Thanks, Marty, for that Deloach Body Works coaches interview, and we'll go over to Taylor Biddle now as we do our impact players. Marty, if you get an opportunity with the head coach from Camden, we'll go ahead and let you break in whenever that is. But for now, we'll talk about those impact players for both the Camden County Wildcats and our Lowndes High Vikings.
Yeah, this is one of the favorite parts of our pregame that I like. I like the coaches' interviews, and I like when we take time to identify who we think is going to make a difference. And a lot of times that has led to Marty's crystal ball, as we spoke so eloquently last week about. But I'm going to start on the Camden offense tonight. I've watched a little bit of huddle from last week's game, and I kept seeing number one, Jakari Gadsden. He was injured majority of the year this year, so he made his appearance back in this team for Camden in that game. But he's 6'2", 195 pounds, senior. He's number one. He's wide receiver. He runs a jet sweep pretty good. Marty's got Coach Spire. Let's go down to him now.
I do, guys. We got just a minute. He's getting ready to meet with the officials. Coach Spire, thank you for taking a minute to speak with us. Coach, first year here at Camden County. You had a couple tough ones, but got a great football team who's looking for a big victory tonight. Talk to us a little bit about preparation this week and how they've responded after a very tough loss last week to a very, very good Colquitt County football team.
Well, we're working toward trying to be a great football team. We got a lot of work to do, so this will be a tough one tonight. But, you know, I'm just looking for our kids to get better every day. Obviously, you look at the schedule and we know who we play, but we got to get better at the little things. We've been our own undoing in several situations, so... But we're looking forward to competing against a great program tonight.
Absolutely. Of course, Coach, Camden County's always had a lot of great athletes. Who are some of your leaders on your team that you're looking forward to kind of lean on tonight?
Well, not being rude to you, but I've treated every reporter like this. This is trying to build a team. We're not singling out any individuals. We got to play well as a team. If they play great tonight, they'll show up. You'll be able to announce them. But this is about a team effort, and I've not singled anybody out all year because we can't do it with one player.
I respect the answer, Coach. Keys to the victory, then.
Well... We got to take care of the football first. We got to have better field position. We got to play better in special teams than we did last week.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Marty, for that Deloach Body Works coaches interview. I was talking about the, you know, we will identify some players, even though Coach Spire won't very respectful.
But I really like that. I mean, he's very much like Coach McPherson in that he really did. Coach McPherson doesn't like to single out. And when we have impact players on the Randy McPherson Coaches Show on Tuesday night, a lot of it is, yes, they had a good game. But a lot of it is, hey, we haven't recognized this player this year. So he tries to spread that around because it truly is a team environment.
Yeah, I was talking about offensively. I'm going to go with number one, Jakari Gadsden. He's got 18 carries on the year, 175 yards. He does have three touchdowns rushing. And then receiving, he's in the mix there as well. He's got seven receptions for 74 yards. He's got a long of 27. He's a guy that we're going to have to contain tonight if we're going to have any success. You know, he was injured. The max prep stats we have him only playing in four games. So his ability to get that rust off last week and maybe try to excel tonight against our Vikings is going to be key. Keep an eye on number one, Jakari Gadsden.
Well, I'm going to look at their running back. And the guy that is leading the pack right now, number 12, is Jalen Davis. Davis has 88 carries for 456 yards. That's 5.2 yards a carry. He has scored only two touchdowns, but he's had three games over 100 yards. So a guy that he's only a junior, a player that they're going to lean heavily on. He's 5'11", 200 pounds, so he's got a lot of weight to him. He plays a little bit of fullback and in that running back position, but a guy that can really, if he gets loose, he can really bruise you, hit you, and make you remember that he was there. So I'll be keeping an eye on number 12, Jalen Davis.
Guys, I'm going to look at their quarterback, number two, and let me get this right because Taylor's corrected me already a few times. It's Brooks Bryan. I keep calling him Brian Brooks, but he's you know, everything we know starts up front with offense, but you got to have a good quarterback to do anything. And obviously their quarterback's their leader. He's a dual threat type of guy. He's a senior. He's 6'2". 6 foot, 200 pounds. I watched him warm up a little bit. Very athletic looking young man. So I look for him tonight to try to do some things with his feet. Of course, obviously too, they're going to watch film and see what Tipton did and try to put the ball in the air on us some too, because Tipton was able to throw the ball against us 360 or 71 yards, I believe. So, look for Let me get it right. Brooks Bryan, the senior quarterback, to have an impact tonight.
Thank you, Marty. Flipping over to the Lowndes defense, trying to contain that Camden County offense. I'm going to go with the Vikings one of the leaders over there, senior Kadeem Bergman. Bergman, 6 foot, 190-pound senior linebacker spot. Him and Will Tolbert really instrumental right there in the middle of our defense. 29 tackles on the year. He's got 3 of them for loss. 2 of them are sacks. We were not able to put pressure on Griffin Collier last week. I mean, that's very well known. We weren't able to put the pressure like we have in other games. Camden traditionally has big offensive linemen, kind of adjusting to pass blocking now instead of run blocking. So our ability with Kadeem to maybe get some pressure with some blitz packages and things like that are really going to be key for us tonight, because we can't give Marty's impact player all day to throw it, because coverage sacks, coverage breakdowns sometimes are going to happen. So keep an eye for us, number 58, Kadeem Bergman.
I'm going to slide up just a little bit further into that defensive line, and I'm going to take a look at number 92, Walker Schwab. I got to meet him Tuesday night. Great guy. Got to talk to him. He's waited his turn. He's one of those guys. He's a senior now. He talked about what size he was before he really got into the weight program and how much size he's put on now, and the fact that he is a starter at 5'10", 160 pounds on that defensive line. He's got 26 tackles on the year. Get this, 10 tackles for loss. He's accounted for 66 yards of loss, and then 6.5 sacks as well for a 38-yard loss. This is a guy that has got a motor, and it's running all the time. Number 92, Walker Schwab, is the guy I'm going to pay attention to tonight, and he is my impact player.
Guys, I'm going to look at senior Tymir Moore in the secondary there, one of our starting safeties. He's just a third year starting back there at the safety position. He is number 28, and Tymir is 5'8", 180. Bit undersized, but has put on some bulk this year, and he's a bruiser coming up from that safety position. Can really make the tackles in space. But Tymir is the vocal leader. He and Tyson Shaw are probably the vocal leaders on this defense. And we talked a little bit earlier about this being one of those games coming off a big emotional victory. Got another big game coming up. It's a huge region matchup, and I look for Tymir to have an impact tonight with his feet, with his tackling ability, being in the right place, maybe even making a play or two. Look for some pass breakups, possibly even getting a pick. But I think Tymir is going to have a huge impact tonight with his leadership, with his vocal ability to get this team in the right lineup, get this team motivated, get this team excited. I think Tymir is going to have a huge impact tonight.
All right, we'll take a break here in our impact players, as we are listening to the S&S Services Cass Birch Advanced Disposal Halftime Show. When we come back, we'll have the rest of our impact players for you tonight. You're listening to the Lowndes High Radio Network on 99.5 Kicks Country. We'll be right back after this 3-minute break. Welcome back inside the CBC Bank Press Box. We are live at Camden County High School as our Lowndes High Vikings prepare to take on the Camden County Wildcats. We've been talking about our impact players tonight, our impact, who we think will make an impact on our Lowndes High Vikings, as well as the Camden County Wildcats. Now back over to Taylor Biddle as we wrap this session up.
Flipping over to the other side of the ball tonight offensively for the Vikings. It's been a guy that has become a household name the last couple years for the Vikings. Been instrumental in this offense. Coach McPherson talked pretty heavily about him this week at the Lowndes High Randy McPherson Coaches Show about how difficult his position is, whether he's blocking, pass blocking, or he's run blocking, or he's got his hand in the dirt, or he's standing up. Number 48, Marcus Gary, a senior leader for us, 5'11", 195 pounds. On the year, he's not going to blow you away with the stats. He's got 7 receptions for 83 yards. He has no touchdowns tonight through the air. Guess what, fellas? I'm going to try to be like Marty. That changes tonight. Marcus Gary will score a touchdown tonight for the Vikings, and we're going to need him to. He's kind of that sure-handed guy that we really can rely on, and he's sometimes can get lost in the shuffle coming out from right behind the tackler guard position running a route. And Marcus Gary is key for us. I mean, keep an eye on Marcus Gary, number 48 for Lowndes offense.
Well, I got a guy that I think is going to shine even brighter than he did last week, and that's number 13, Tavon Kyle. At 6'1", 170 pounds, he's got 22 catches on the season, 481 yards, 5 touchdowns. Add to that 5 punt returns for 53 yards, 2 interceptions, both of those for a touchdown, 1 kick return for 55 yards, and then the intangibles, the moves. If you've watched him on huddle films, if you've been able to see him live, how he can move and get away from players, the stiff arm a couple weeks ago, still one of my favorite spots. It was across the field from us as he was trying to get into the end zone, and I mean, just laid a lick on the defensive player. So number 13, Tavon Kyle, I think is tonight going to find the openings, and Michael Barrett's going to hit him. Number 13, Tavon Kyle.
Guys, I'm looking at one of the leaders on our offense who's had a fairly quiet year this year, but number 6, Travis Tisdale, spoke loudly last week. He had, I think, 144 yards last week against Tipton, his best game of the year. Travis really awoke, and I think tonight you're going to see him again have another big game. This Camden County team last week gave up a bunch of yards to Ty Leggett from Colquitt, most of that in the second half after they kind of got worn down a little bit. And I kind of looked to think that we might do the same thing tonight, might try to wear him down a little bit, and Travis Tisdale is going to pop a couple big ones, and I really think he's going to have a big game tonight for us. One other thing I do want to mention, I just kind of feel it. I see it.
I think we're
going to have a special teams play tonight. We're going to have a big special teams play. Not real sure whether it's going to be a return, a fumble, or something that we get, that we pick up, or that we do. But I think a big special teams play tonight will vault us. That's what I'm looking for. That's kind of my suspicions. But I do think Travis offensively has a really good game tonight, get some yards on the ground. You know, we met J.D. Lee quite a bit. J.D. Lee and him are that thunder and lightning, if you will. And J.D.'s going to get some tough yards, but I think Travis has a big game tonight for the Vikings.
There you have it, fellas. That was his Marty's crystal ball moment right there.
So we'll special teams play.
See if it's multiple games in a row here. Flipping over for Camden defense, a guy that's been all over the place for them. Watching some film on him, I'm going to go with number 14, Jeremiah Compton. He is a senior for them, 6'1", 195-pound free safety. He'll come up and lay the wood. I mean, that's all I can say about watching him on video. He's one of the leading tacklers. I think he is the leading tackler on the team for them with 51. 36 of them are solo, playing every game they've had so far. He's averaging 7.3 tackles per game. He does have a couple tackles for a loss as well. A guy that's got offers to Furman, Mercer, Kennesaw State, Army, Wofford, Charleston Southern, Navy, Western Illinois, West Georgia, and Southern Miss. You know, mid-major schools right there, kind of D2 schools, kind of some smaller D1 schools there. It's a guy that we're going to have to account for. If we're trying to throw deep, we've got to know where the free safety is going to be, because he's a guy that can come up and pick it off and do some damage for you. And if we don't watch out with him and adjust for him at that free safety spot, we could be in trouble. Number 14, Jeremiah Compton.
Well, I'm going to look at one of their defensive backs, number 22, Bryce Thomas, a senior, 5'8", 160 pounds. He's got 34 tackles on the season, averaging just over 6 total tackles a game. He's got one tackle for loss. He does have an interception on the season, not a lot of yards, but one INT for 5 yards. He's caused a fumble. It's just a guy that is really going to get after it, a senior, somebody that they look to lead on this team. And if Michael Barrett's going to be successful, he's going to have to know where number 22 is, and that will be my impact player for the Camden County Wildcats, 22, Bryce Thomas.
Guys, I'm going to look at number 43, Jamie Hill. They've got him listed as a defensive end, comma linebacker, and that's really what he's going to do. He's going to mix around. He's going to move a little bit. Sometimes he'll be down on the line. Sometimes he'll be back off the line. But number 43, Jamie Hill, is a senior, 6'1", 240, but he's an active player. He's talking to some of their coaches. He makes a lot of tackles for them. He can get after the quarterback. He's got a couple sacks on the year, but he can play in space as well, which is a very, you know, big key against this Viking offense. It really just likes to get the ball in space to our playmakers. You know, we like to run Travis to the outside. Jamie Hill's going to have to set that edge. Look for a big game tonight from Jamie Hill. He's definitely a young man that they're relying on to have an impact tonight.
Thank you, Marty. That wraps up our Deloach Body Works Impact Player segment. Remember, if your vehicle has been an impact, choose Deloach Body Works. We're about 25 minutes away from kickoff here in Kingsland, Georgia. We're going to take a break on the Advanced Disposal, Cass Birch, and S&S Services. Counting on the kickoff. We'll be right back after this 3-minute break.
And welcome back inside the CBC Bank Press Box. We're live at Camden County High School as our Lounge High Vikings prepare to take on the Camden County Wildcats in a Region 1-7A matchup. The Vikings 1-0 in region play. Camden 0-1, looking to right the ship. Camden is tonight against our Lowndes High Vikings. And as we said earlier, this is a game that if you don't come in prepared, this is a team that can upset you in the Camden County Wildcats. But we've seen week in and week out against teams that we should blow out, this team come in with a focus, ready to go, and they play just like they're supposed to.
Yeah, you don't want to look at the Camden schedule and think that that they're not a good football team, Bill. They lost to a very good McEachern team on the road, went up to Powder Springs there and lost to them. And Brunswick, I believe, came in here, beat them as well. That might be a little bit more of the shocker of all of them. And then they lost to Colquitt last week, a game that was tied
right
at halftime, and then the third and fourth quarter kind of got away from them. Camden's got wins this year over Forest Park. They've got a win over Fitzgerald. And they got a win over Oakley out of Orange Park, Florida. I like what Coach Spire said before the game. He knows that they got to sound very similar to how Coach Mack gives an interview.
Yeah, he does.
Want to get better as a team. I remember he said that specifically. And then he didn't like to single out any specific player, much like Coach Mack likes to deflect and talk about the team. Coach speak, as we like to say, but Coach Spire knows how to win, and he's organizing these guys in a way that Camden's going to be a force to be reckoned with in this game and in years to come.
Yeah, I think so. And this could, you don't want this to be their coming out party, but this could be one of those games where they could have a great game.
One thing that's on the line tonight that we have not talked about yet, we are guaranteed a home playoff game, at least one, if we win tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's exactly.
You guarantee at least the second spot with a win tonight, no matter what happens to everybody else. You control your own destiny at that point. But if we win this ball game tonight, we are more than likely, I believe, guaranteed at least one home playoff game.
Well,
you've beaten two of the three teams.
You've beaten two of the three, and if you ended up dropping the third one, you probably would finish second in the region unless some other weird things happen. But as Coach Mack says, we're not going to worry about that. What we want to do is win this game that's on the schedule right now.
That's the one I'm talking about. We win this game on the schedule, and we guaranteed a home playoff game, which is we know last year with Hillgrove was a real good to have a home game. So everybody knows what's on the line tonight, and you know they're going to come over here ready to play. The crowd has begun to fill in nicely, and there's a huge line over there. We can see from our vantage point, that line is, I would say, at least about
40, 50 yards.
Yeah, 40 or 50 yards deep of people trying to get in the stadium. And we've got a clear definition of what that is. It looks to be senior night. So that's where all the people were lining up that are now walking onto the field. A little deceptive there. I thought it might be people waiting to get in the game.
I thought it was, too. But they were waiting to line up for senior night. I tell you what, Lowndes did senior night, not the last home game. I really thought that was probably the best way to go. When you get into region play and you start trying to recognize seniors and you have all the pageantry type stuff like a homecoming, I think it distracts from your game plan. So the fact that Lowndes did senior night before we started region play, I think was great. Maybe you'll start to see more teams begin to do that as well as they get ready to go into region play. And we only have three region games.
Yeah.
So you want to be prepared for all of those.
Yeah, another thing I always like to do in pregame, I think we overlooked it going down to Marty and talking about the atmosphere. We talked about the weather a little bit, but how the team is really looking at intensity. Marty, I know you're right down there still in the mix with everybody. What's been the attitude and the focus of the team been so far in pregame? Because they're still out there.
Extreme focus. Again, we like to use the term business approach, and much like last week, maybe not quite as much electricity, but very focused and very business-like. I've had a chance to talk to some of the seniors, and they know what's at stake, guys. I talked about it before the game. Earlier in the pregame, it's this leadership of this team is, I think, the difference. I think that's the reason that we're 8-0. That's the reason that this team is special. Is you got the talent, you got the coaching, but you also got the leadership, and I think they're ready.
Thank you, Marty. One last thing that we do before we go into the locker room is line the whole team up and allow for a punt, and the whole team rushes a punt. So that has taken place, which leads usually to our team going to the locker room for the last time, and that's exactly what is happening here. Georgia Bridgman alive over here in Kings, and they got here early. You know, sometimes you worry about them getting here kind of on a long drive like this in the last minute. Bridgman were in the stadium filling in at least an hour ago. So the Bridgemen have arrived, and they're going to be loud and proud.
They are, as Lowndes High Georgia Bridgemen make the trip over here. Excited to see them maybe at halftime as well. They impressed a lot of people at Tift County last weekend as they came out and did their show. I saw a letter to the editor that was just somebody from Albany, Georgia, who had come over to see the game, and he talked about what a great game it was. How the sportsmanship was, the bands on the field and all the different things in the pageantry of high school football. We talk about it all the time, and we get spoiled to it. It is really like nothing else you've ever seen or been involved in. I know if you're listening on the air, it's probably because you normally are at a game and just couldn't get here tonight, but you know what it's like in the pageantry of Lowndes High football.
Yeah, we do appreciate you tuning in to the countdown to kickoff, Advanced Disposal, Cass Birch and S&S Services countdown to kickoff. It's going to be probably 16 minutes or so until kickoff. They're recognizing the seniors here in Camden. Take a break?
Yeah, let's go ahead and take another three-minute break here on the station. And when we come back, we'll get you ready for tonight's game. I'm sure we'll have the national anthem and several other things to talk about as our Lowndes High Vikings prepare to take on the Camden County Wildcats in Region 1-7A action. We'll be right back after this three-minute break. And welcome back inside the CBC Bank Press Box. Bill Osborne along with Taylor Biddle. Marty Rogers down on the field. We are live at Camden County as our Lowndes High Vikings prepare to take on the Camden County Wildcats. Wes James will be with us in just a few moments. Over on the computer will be Taylor Stubbs, our spotter, Chuck Lawrence, and we'll have all the action for you right here. Be sure and stop by our website, thevikingvoice.com, for replays, stats, and all the things that you want to know about Lowndes High football. Let's go, Taylor. They're still doing seniors. A lot of seniors, they got band, they got all, you know, just similar to what Lowndes did. And size-wise, this school is equivalent. I mean, this may be even a little bigger than Lowndes. Lowndes is roughly 3,000 students. They're more like 31, 32.
Single high school in the county. That always helps as well. You know, Camden, there's been several years where we've called this ball game, and they've had over 100, 110, 20 kids come out for football. I didn't really get a – I can look at the roster too. I would say they're right at 100. We got a couple double numbers, but they got 99 numbers. That doesn't necessarily mean they could have had some retired jerseys and whatnot. But
right, when I was putting in,
page is pretty full.
Yeah, when I was putting in the roster, I leave out a lot of the double numbers because a lot of them are freshmen and there's some sophomores. But we do have two double numbers tonight that will play both ways. You got a number one to play offense and a number one on defense, and number eight will also play both ways.
Yes.
You'll have an offense and a defense guy. It's going to really mess up Taylor Stubbs, but really number one is going to be the big one. One of your impact players, he's going to be one of those guys that we're really going to need to keep an eye on.
Yeah. Ja'Kari Gadsden, he was my impact player.
Your offensive player, right?
Your offensive player. He's a guy that is dangerous. I mean, he had a – I think I saw last week on Huddle watching that he broke off about a 60 or 70-yard run on a jet sweep that Calkett was just really out of position on. And if we're not able to seal that edge and push him back into the defenders on that jet sweep, it's going to be a tough night for us. Long road to hoe, but you know, I've got a feeling that we're going to be, like Marty said, we're going to be focused, business focused tonight. And I know Wes had a chance to be down there on the field. He always likes to go down and see the officials and find out what association they're from, and he also likes to kind of survey both sides of the field. Wes has joined us up here in the booth now. Wes, you had a chance to be down there on the field. What is your opine of the night?
The what?
Opine.
Man, he comes up with the big words, doesn't he?
Opine, that's not a big word.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, it's just, I would not say opine.
I'm a redneck country boy, Taylor. We're going to have to explain.
Hey, no, I think that's awesome. I mean, that's why he's in this role now.
That's why I'm going to tell you what, in fact, we were down, and I know we're deviating a little bit. I was told, a guy said, you got to really push Taylor. I said, boy, I said, you know, he's young and he's lazy. And I said, start with, he may be young, but ain't nothing lazy about him. And he's got more wit, more saying put away than I could ever imagine having. I said, couldn't do it without him. And he said, well, you tell him I said hello, and I wish I could remember the man's name, but he's from BSU. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
a guy like me.
Yeah, hopefully he was just joking about the laziness.
Yeah, he knows that. But seriously, we're down there with the field, on the field with the team, and I think they got their feelings hurt last week. I think our Vikings got their feelings hurt last week. They wanted to come out, I think, maybe dominate Tift a lot more than what they did tonight. I think they're on a mission.
Yeah.
Just by the way they were looking, the way they were acting, it was, we've got a job to do.
Take nothing away in your comment from Tiff. They're a good football team.
Absolutely.
So it's not anything other than, hey, this is the first chance that the Vikings really got hit in the mouth. I like the way we responded, though. We played four quarters of football. We haven't touched four quarters of football really all season, and we were forced to last week. This Camden Ball Club traditionally plays us very well, Wes. I like your thoughts there. They wanted to blow Tipton out, and
yeah.
When their back was to the wall, they rose to the occasion.
Absolutely.
I believe they want to come in here and reassert their dominance in this region here tonight against Camden.
Our officials are from the Atlanta Association tonight. They traditionally make one to two trips. This association comes down one or two times a year. They were here last year for the Tipped Camden game, and so they were excited to be back tonight. But like I said, they come down. They're a decent crew, I believe, we're going to have tonight.
Well, you go back to your wanting to blow out Tiff. Tiff's a very good football team, and how they played was incredible. But we talked to Coach McPherson on Tuesday night, and he talked about the adjustments that they made ongoing. For instance, the slant for a touchdown for Tiff County in the first quarter was the interception, same play,
yeah,
interception in the fourth quarter. So the long plays, you learn to work through those, and Coach Slack and his defensive staff, those guys got in that locker room at halftime and really made the adjustments they had to make, got their guys ready to go, and so I expect you're going to see more of that tonight.
Marty, you had a chance to talk to some of the guys at the Lounge High Random Pearson Coaches Show and a little bit of pregame. You had a tidbit that you think that we're going to do offensively tonight. What were you able to get from them offensively tonight?
Yeah, guys, I think something they worked on this week was going fast. Getting to the huddle, getting to the line and not huddling and going fast. And, something we really haven't talked about in pregame this year is we do have some familiarity with the Camden defensive coordinator, and they likewise with us. Coach Byron Slack's been a great pickup for us this year. He's done a great job with our defense. Of course, he came from Camden, and Coach David Shores was with us last year, and he's now at Camden. One thing with Coach Shores is, he signals in his own plays. It's a pretty complicated defense. I think that's maybe some of the mindset. Go fast. We're going to try to go fast tonight, see how that affects them. Something we've done, something that's not unusual for us. We've done that some throughout the year. But I think that's something we might try to do tonight, see how that works out for us. But I think we're going to try to stay balanced as well, too. I don't think we're going to reinvent the wheel tonight offensively, do anything special other than try to speed it up maybe a little bit. But, again, we've done that a good bit this year. I just think we're going to try to stay balanced. You're going to see Michael Barrett try to work some of the play action. You're going to see the zone read. And I think we're just going to try to try to keep the Camden County offense off the field. I think that was the game plan last week against Tipton, trying to keep their offense off the field. But they scored big on some big plays. And, of course, defensively tonight, you heard Coach McPherson say there in the coach's interview, eliminate big plays. Majority of their touchdowns last week were big plays. They didn't have, but I think, one long drive where they got 3 points. The rest of the time, it was just big plays. We've got to stop that defensively tonight.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts supply sideline update. We got about 5 minutes and 15 seconds here left in the pregame. We're going to take a 3-minute break. We'll be right back after this. Excuse me, 2-minute break. We'll be right back after this break.
And welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box. Bill Osborne along with Taylor Biddle. Marty Rogers down on the sideline. Wes James in the box with us along with Taylor Stubbs on the computer and Chuck Lawrence, our spotter. We're bringing you all the action tonight for our Lounge High Vikings as they take on the Camden County Wildcats. We are at senior night for Camden County. I see the clock has already moved to 12 minutes, and this game ought to be getting underway here right now.
Three minutes till
7:30. I forget we're a 7:30 kickoff. There's still, half a dozen, maybe a dozen seniors out there to be announced. So there's still some activity to go on. The bands are not on the field, so I expect they'll go straight to a national anthem pretty quickly. And then we'll be ready for kickoff here and get the coin toss. And we'll have your captains for you with Chuck in just a little while, as soon as we get that information for you. Guys, we're in a little box. We got concrete walls on both sides of us, so we're going to be dancing tonight as we're sliding around looking from corner to corner. I wish I had a wireless headset. I'd go stand outside.
Yeah, that'd been cool. We're not quite at that level yet. No, we can have wireless headsets.
Not quite. I know the guys are trying to get the captains for both teams now, as we're having to slide out of the way for Taylor Stubbs.
Yeah, we'll get those to you in just 1 second. And, of course, as always, our good friend Marty Rogers will be down there shoving his mic in somebody's face to get all of the coin toss action for us. I love that part. It's really a chance to really hear those kids and the officials talk. The only time all night we get to hear it.
You know, we pick on Marty about he uses the most expensive equipment that we have, really.
He does.
But you know what? It's worth it.
I mean,
to be down there on the sidelines, to have that interaction, to get, you know, hands-on. Marty's right there talking to coaches and seeing things.
A few schools that do that radio-wise, so I'm glad that we have Marty down there, and the equipment that we do give to him is so vital. His interviews with the players and the kids and everything, something that we really, really cherish. I believe we do have captains tonight. Let's go over to Chuck Lawrence for the captains for tonight's ball game.
All right, Taylor, for Cameron County, we have number 64, David Monzon. We have number 56, Matthew Shisko. Number 61, Dietrich Glover. And number 86, Antonio Smith. And for us tonight, for the Lounge Vikings, we have number 12, Fred Stewart. Number 92, Walker Schwab. Number 79, Derek Escavel. And number 21, J.D. Lee.
Thank you, Chuck.
And we finished the last of the seniors now, so we'll
see what they do here.
We're listening to the PA announcer, so we can kind of judge where we are in our pregame show tonight.
Crowd filling in nicely across the way for the Lowndes High Vikings. Camden may have close to the same similar size crowd as they do. Marty would probably have the best vantage point there, as he can see. But we are going to take a break here for the national anthem and presentation of the colors. We'll be right back after this 2-minute break here on the Countdown to Kickoff.